good morning. It's 9:06. We've got a little bit of sunshine. Looking at this 4 Below thing here, I'm thinking this isn't right. I have to go back and readjust this thermometer. Okay, I'm not liking it. Maybe I'm just heavily in denial. Well, it is Friday, and for the first time in, like, weeks, I've got Brianna Koval, Ashley Wurtzema in, Wilkin County Public Health, Wilkin County Emergency Services. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I have just been absolutely sick because I haven't had any time with either one of you here, and my Fridays just haven't been the same. So thank you.
Yes, we have missed you.
For coming in and making my day. How selfish
absolutely.
Am I? Okay, Ashley, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Vaccinations, mm-hmm. Minnesota, tell us about this.
Yes, so we are looking for people next week. So if you live or work in Wilkin County and you are 65 years or older, are working in education, so if you're school staff, teachers, paras, cooks, custodians at a school, mm-hmm. Please let us know. Or if you're a Wilkin County child care provider, please give us a call. We can get you on our list. And the moment that we know our shipment that is currently stuck down south due to the weather,
right.
Once we know that we're getting that shipment, we will give you a call and we can register you. So if you are interested and you are in those categories, please call us today, Monday. Our number is 643-7122. The other thing I want to address is that we are getting several questions about other categories past the 65-plus, education and childcare. We have been waiting, as well as you, to learn more about the next categories. Once we learn from Minnesota Department of Health what next group will be, we will let you know. So those are the categories that were in 1B originally. They kind of moved them around. Mm-hmm. So we've been waiting for guidance on that. I hope next week we shall see. And so we just want to reassure you that everyone who wants to get vaccinated will be. It's just we ask for your patience during this time. Wilkin County Public Health will share information about where and how you will get vaccinated once it becomes available for those other groups. We'll explain the process to you on the phone about registration when you call us. You know, and as we all have been talking, Moderna and Pfizer require 2 shots. So that first shot is really going to help your immune system recognize the virus. And then the second shot is going to strengthen the immune response. So you need to get both to get the best protection.
Okay. And is there any kind of a specific time frame, Ashley, between mm-hmm. when you get your first one and the second
yep.
one?
Yeah. So Moderna, which we give at Wilkin County Public Health, is a 28-day. So your first dose, second dose, it's 28 days between.
Okay.
We can go a few days past. You know, I got my shot on day 30 just because of, you know, just...
what you do for a living, yeah.
Correct. But, you know, so if you get on day 30, that's okay. We also can do a few days early with that 28-day window.
Okay, and I know there's been a lot of questions, too, and mm-hmm. You probably fielded a lot of these, about side effects,
yes.
especially from shot number 2. Tell
yes.
us about this.
So after you receive your vaccination, you may have some side effects. We've had some people who didn't even have a sore arm. They felt nothing. So great for them. Some of us are having those normal signs in your body, and you know, we're going to be slightly feverish. You might have a sore arm. You might have a headache, muscle aches, fatigue. Like I said, maybe a fever. You might have some diarrhea. But just know that that is your body building protection. This is your immune system responding.
So this is a good thing.
It
the
is.
Side effects.
Yes.
If you're
I mean,
having
you might
some
feel
side
like
effects.
Crap for 2 days, but
but it's a good thing
yes.
because it's your body
it
reacting
is.
To this.
Yes.
Okay.
So when you get it at Wilkin County Public Health, you know, everywhere else too is requiring this. We need to monitor you for 15 minutes minimum. If you say that, yes, I've had allergic reaction in the past, we may have to monitor you for 30 minutes. So we're just going to, you know, ask you some questions when we register you, and we determine if it's 15 minutes or 30 minutes wait time after you get the shot.
Okay. And again, you're looking for people. Get
we
in
are.
And get vaccinated if you are 65 years or older.
Yep.
That is the criteria.
Yes. And they live or work in Wilkin. We're doing really well with education and childcare. But if a few of you who are listening are in that category for Wilkin, please give us a call.
Okay. And I bet you've been swamped with calls, too, because
yes.
I know Richland is just starting out with their
yes.
vaccinations today.
Yes.
And so Wilkin County is going to follow here real
Correct.
Quick. Okay. Sounds good. Ashley, thanks so much for stopping by. Great information. And folks, if you missed all that, it will be available in podcast form. We will have a news story on this, too, and that will be up on our website later on today, KBMWnews.com. Ashley, again, thanks for stopping by. Now we turn to Wilkin County Emergency Services and the effervescent Brianna Koval.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
Good.
I have so missed you. Coming in here. I haven't had any Kovalisms in weeks.
I know.
It's just been crazy.
What can I say? I leave an impression on people. I leave an impact.
So, okay, let's back up now. The cold snap. Of course, everybody in the country is talking about this.
How awful.
I know. It's shutting down parts of the country, even today yet, as we kind of pull out of this. How was it for you at Emergency Services kind of navigating through all of that?
You know, we were lucky up here that we're somewhat conditioned to deal with a week or so.
That's an understatement, right?
Horrible temperatures that we had. But it honestly, when you look back in the grand scheme of things, normally we see that week of really, really super frigid temperatures in January.
Right.
That's typically the week that I try to go on vacation, but didn't happen this year. So we were all waiting for that. And our January was so mild. And it's like, when is that other shoe going to drop?
Right. We're just waiting for it. Yeah.
And it was awful. But I don't even think we ever touched minus 30 here, which was good. I think we were real close.
Real close.
Real close. But we never actually dipped into those minus 30s, which was good for us. But our highs were not that awful either. So we would get to minus 27, minus 29 at night, which is terrible. But then we'd go up during the day and it would be minus 10, minus 9. So it's like, well, this isn't so bad. At least the temperature swings about 15 degrees in the positive.
Right.
Versus those years we've had where it would be minus 35 for the low and minus 25 for the high.
Oh, do you remember when this garbage would start like the end of November? We were sub-zero and wind chills and snow and everything else.
Right.
When you look at it, it's been a pretty okay winter.
Exactly.
Thank heavens with everything else going on that we got.
I think this is just our reprieve from dealing with all of last year is that we only had to deal with it for a week and a half.
Sure.
But this weekend.
This weekend, we're warming up and we need to talk about this.
Yes.
We need to talk about it warming up.
So because we're going to be experiencing that substantial warm up, that means we're going to have a rapid melt of some snow and ice. Not all of our snow and ice, but if you have large piles of snow that have accumulated on your roof over these few dustings that we've had in those windy days, these temperatures over the weekend are going to rapidly melt that. And if you have a home that is prone to ice dams or ice buildup, you're really going to need to watch that this weekend because those temperatures are going to rapidly rise during the day, but then they're going to cool at night, so everything's going to freeze. And then that rapid rise and rapid freeze can really create those ice problems.
Right.
People are really going to start to see that on their front steps, on their sidewalks, in their driveways. So just be really cognizant over these next 4 or 5 days of these warm temperatures that we're going to see some ice. It's going to be great to be outside during the day, especially when it's 40 on Monday.
Right.
But that next morning is going to be a little slick. It's going to be a little crunchy. When you come outside and when your car's pulling out of your driveway, you're going to hear that ice underneath it because that water has nowhere to go at this point. So when that snow that we do have that really doesn't have a lot of water content in it, which is great for our spring flood outlook, which is like almost nothing.
Nothing, yes.
Let's hope it stays that way. So we won't talk about that because you don't know yet, right? Let's talk about that in March. But when that snow starts to melt, that water doesn't have anywhere to go because the ground is still frozen. So
unless it's
going into a storm drain where it will probably sit and not really go anywhere because our river systems and our ditches are frozen, it's going to sit. It's going to pool on your driveway. It's going to pool in your yard. So if you have areas where you know that that water tends to pool and where that ice tends to form, and if it causes any significant impacts to you that you have seen in the past, just be watching out for those over these next few days. And then mitigate them if possible, because nobody wants an ice dam.
No.
You don't want to deal with it. So if you can get rid of those piles of snow on your roof on the front end, or you can make sure that at least your drainage spouts are going to be able to drain that water further away from your house so it doesn't build up. Maybe think about that over these next couple of days.
What about things on the roof on our homes, like freezing up too?
Such as your vents?
Such as our vents, and then you got a house full of sewer gas, which is never fun.
No, that's super unfortunate, isn't it?
It is.
You know, the good thing is, we're somewhat past that.
Okay.
So it was those frigid 20 below, you know, 15 below temperatures where that gas and the, or not the gas, but the water vapor from your house as your furnace is on, as your shower vent is running, it's that water vapor that creates those ice globes on everyone's sewer vents. And you can drive down the street and you can see it.
You can see it, yeah.
You've got bowling balls sitting on top of those vents. Well, the sun that we have today, tomorrow, through Monday, it's going to melt most of that off.
Good.
Which is great. So if you haven't had to climb up there because you've had an issue thus far, you can pretty much rest assured that over the next few days, that ice is going to melt off there on its own.
Okay.
We're lucky that we had these frigid temperatures in February versus January,
mm-hmm.
because February, the sun has a lot more power for us than it would if we had these frigid temperatures prior.
Sure. Right.
So if you have these minor issues going on, they'll pretty much resolve themselves at this point. Just because, look at outside today already.
I know.
It's not going to be above freezing today, but you'll probably see some melting.
Yeah, it's going to start.
Yep, on those dark asphalt surfaces on your roof, you're going to see some of that today because it's so sunny and nice and that sun has so much more power now. So at least we're going into a nice weekend, finally.
Finally, good to talk about it, definitely. Brianna, thanks so much for stopping in. Don't be a stranger, either one of you, okay?
I know.
All right, it's 917 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Shiny little Beamer with the ragtop down.